First Minister, how is this reindustrialisation going to work?
Well, firstly, it's an exciting concept because the reindustrialisation of our country is a fantastic opportunity, and the powers of independence will help us get there. You know, some people think manufacturing is something of the past. I say it's something of the future. Now, the manufacturing we're going to do is going to be different from what we did in the past. There's going to be a big concentration on renewable energy, on energy-efficient systems, specialised engineering, life science products. These are all things which are built on innovation and craftsmanship. They're all high-value systems. And we need the powers of independence because some of the things that enable this to happen, for example, innovation, the right incentives for research and development, the capital incentives so people invest, these are within the power of the Westminster government just now. And we need to have them in Scotland so we can make sure that this is a climate where people innovate, produce, and then develop their products in Scotland.
Couldn't that promotion of innovation work out with an independent Scotland? Could it not work under Westminster?
Well, some of the tools in the box that we need to do it come with independence. They don't come with anything else. I mean, in the powers that we've got in the Parliament just now, we've had a great record in inward investment. The figures released this week were spectacular. We've also had a good record in small company growth, which is also part of the Scottish Parliament's powers. But we don't have powers over capital allowances. We don't have powers to give grants to research and development in terms of tax incentives. We don't have powers to reduce corporation tax, to give an incentive to base headquarters here in Scotland, the high value end of production. So these are just some of the powers that we need with independence, which will enable us to take this strategy forward. And the rewards and the goal, the prize, is enormous. And if we were to be able to increase our exports in Scotland by 50% over a period of time, that's equivalent to 100,000 new jobs in Scotland. That's how big this opportunity is. Obviously, one of the things that will help us increase the exports is in expanding our international network between 70 and 90 embassies and trade legations across the world. That helps promote Scotland. We've got 27 just now under devolution. We'll have a lot more under independence.
How important do you see the role of a business development bank for Scotland?
I think fundamental. We started using our current powers, the Scottish Investment Bank, which now is helping something in the order of 200 companies, has £150 million of investment around. Now, with the Business Development Bank, we target a £500 million Business Development Bank to grow that. And again, some of the things that will help us is direct approaches to the European incentives, funding, which will help build up the capital of that Business Development Bank. But we've demonstrated already with the powers of devolution that this is an important thing that can do good things in helping business to grow. With the powers of independence, we'll do a lot more and help a lot more companies.